Shalom. How are you today?
大家好。
Good. It's good to be sharing God's word with you this morning.
很高兴见到能跟向大家分享上帝的话。
Would you join me in prayer?
请和我一起祷告。
Lord, teach us how to learn from your word.
主啊，求你帮助我们从你的话语有所学习。
Give us lessons to apply into our lives.
赐给我们能够把这些功课用在我们的生活上。
Amen.
Amen.
So a preacher was preaching for a long time.
一个教会有一次在讲道，讲很长。
And people were discomfortable, uncomfortable.
那些听众就很不舒服了。
So there was a small boy who was sitting close to his mother.
那有一个小男孩，他坐靠近他的母亲。
And he gently whispered to his mom, Mom, if we give him offering now, would he leave us and stop preaching?
他就小声对母亲说，妈妈，如果我们现在奉献，牧师会不会不讲，而让我们早点离开呢？
I hope you won't feel and say that way.
我希望你等一下不会这样的感觉，也不会这样的说。
So the passage that we have chosen today is Exodus chapter 2, the first 10 verses.
那今天我们选择的经文是出埃及记第二章前面的十节。
It is a familiar text.
这是很熟悉的一段经文。
It is an easy text to read.
那也是很容易读的一段经文。
Praise God, there are not much textual difficulties.
感谢主，那有一些的经文也是比较很困难去读的。
But what is interesting in this story is that most of the active characters are women.
那一个很有兴趣的就是说，我们发现这段经文里面呢，主要的角色呢都是妇女。
You know, in BSOP, women are majority.
你们知道，在我们飞升来说，女生是占多数的。
But one plus Dr. Shaw is always majority.
但是请记得，一个人加上邵院长呢是多数的啦。
I'm just kidding. It's a phrase. One plus God is always majority. But
那因为我们这是个笑话。如果一个人加上上帝呢？
But it is amazing to see how God uses both men and women for His purposes.
但是呢，令我们惊异的是说，上帝如何使用人，无论男女，来成就他的目的。
Another interesting thing in this narrative is that almost all the characters are not named.
另外有趣的是说，整个这个叙述文的这个故事里面呢，除了摩西的命名之外呢，其他的人物都没有提到名字。
Except the baby Moses.
除了摩西的命名。
So what does it mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
That God uses anonymous characters.
那神使用一些那个些隐名的一些的人物。
And we need to focus on the actions that are taking place in this narrative.
所以要我们呢，特别着重于注意呢。这些人物他们的行动。
The characters are told in the relationships.
那这些人物呢？经文描述他们之间的一些的关系。
A Levite man.
一个利未人。
A Levite woman.
利未妇女。
Moses' sister.
摩西姐。
Pharaoh's daughter.
法老女儿。
Her attendants.
随从。
Maid servant.
使女。
Etc. So the characters are spoken not by names but by their relationships.
那你就发现他提到这些人物的时候呢，他都没有提到那个名称，只提到他们之间的一些关系。
We know Moses' father's name is Amram and his mother is Yocheved, but they are not named here.
我们知道摩西的父亲是暗南，母亲是耶基别，但是这里呢没有提到他们的名字。
It all points to the actions that we need to focus.
那因此呢，我们发现呢，这里要我们呢注重呢这边的一些的行动。
The most important action is that Pharaoh's daughter acts against her own father's will and becomes compassionate to the Hebrew baby.
那这里面最重要的行动呢，就是法老王的女儿呢，竟然做出违反她自己父亲的圣旨的事。竟然去可怜的一个希伯来人的男婴。
Whatever happens to the baby Moses, it happened to Israel as a community.
那发生在这个摩西这个婴小婴孩的身上呢，也是同样发生在以色列人身上。
When the baby was born, the mother saw the baby good.
当这个摩西生下来的时候，母亲看他是
When Israel became numerous in Egypt, they found themselves good and prosperous.
那当以色列人在埃及人啊人数众多的生养众多的时候，他们发现他们是好的。
Just like the baby's life was under threat, Pharaoh oppressed the Israelites and killed all the firstborn babies of the Hebrews.
但是呢，也像摩西，他这个婴孩这个生命受威胁，这个法老王也压迫以色列人。
Just like the baby was spared miraculously, and so the midwives of the Egyptians, they saved the Hebrew babies.
那也像摩西，他的生命很奇迹的，他活下来了。这个埃及的收生婆呢，救了希伯来人的这个孩子。
So whatever happens to the baby, it happens to the community at large.
那因此发生在这个小婴孩的事情上呢，也发生在主的一群人的身上。
So it is not about a one baby story.
所以这不是只关于有一个婴孩的故事而已。
It is about how God fulfills His purposes in the lives of His people.
乃是神他怎么样成全他的旨意在他的子民身上。
I would like to share with you briefly the three lessons that we can learn from this passage.
因此呢，我要跟大家分享最少我们从这段经文学习到的三个功课。
The first one is creative use of resources.
那第一个呢，就是说，创意性的使用资源，或者说有创造力的使用资源。
In verse 1, we are told about the Levite family.
在第一节的时候，我们被告知到有一个利未的家庭。
The Levites, they served Yahweh wherever they went.
那利未人呢，他们是侍奉耶和华。
Next to the priest, they served God in the temple.
那利未人呢，他们被拣选在祭司身边来侍奉神。
When the promised land was allocated, the Levites received no other portion because God became their portion.
当应许之地分配给以色列所有的支派的时候，利未人他们没有产业，因为耶和华是他的产业。
A baby born in that Levite family is special because this baby can become a substitute to serve God in future.
所以一位生在利未家里面的婴孩是很重要、很特别的，因为这个利未的男孩呢，要代替以色列人投生的男孩来侍奉上帝。
Verses 1 and 2 are quite fast-paced. Everything happens so fast.
那如果我们看第一、第二节的时候，发现这个很快节奏的哈，每样发生的事情都很快。
The man goes and marries the woman.
一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻。
The woman conceives and gives birth to a child.
那女人怀孕生一个儿子。
But in the midst of that first narrative, the mother sees the baby good, healthy.
那在这样快节奏的时候呢，我们发现呢，这个母亲见婴儿，她是健康，她是好的。
In the creation account, God saw that it was good.
那在创世的记载里面呢，我们看神看着是好的。
Meaning that whatever He created, He found serving its purpose.
那就是说， 不管上帝创造什么，都是值得做的，而且也达到神造的目的。Maybe
in the similar way, the mother saw the baby suitable to serve God in future.
那也许是同样的一个原因啊，这位母亲呢，看见这个婴儿呢，她很合适，将来会达到上帝的目的。But
there is a problem. But there is a problem. The king wanted to kill all the Hebrew babies.
但是一个难题啊。 就是这个王帝要把所有希伯来的男婴呢，都把他们杀死。So
she hides the baby for 3 months.
所以她把这个孩子藏起来3个月。But
there was a situation she could no longer hide the baby.
但是到了一个情况呢，她不能够再藏这个孩子了。What
did she do?
那她该怎么办呢？
Did she do nothing?
她是不是什么都不做呢？
No, she did not give up.
不是的，她不放弃。
She took the basket and molded with clay. She prepared everything she could, the best.
那她就找了一个篮子，然后尽她所能来做一切的事情。You
know, the Hebrew word for basket is teva.
那你们知道这个希伯来文呢，讲到这个篮子呢，或者这个盒呢，是 teva。
This word teva is used in one more place only. That is where when God commanded Noah to prepare an ark for their protection, and that ark was Teva.
那这个字呢，也用在一个场合，就是当神吩咐挪亚呢，要造这个方舟啊，那用着这个字呢，也是Teva.
So this connection shows that this woman acted out of faith.
那因此呢，可以看到这个女人的她的一个行为呢，是出于信心的行动.
She used the resources that was commonly available to protect the baby.
她用那个可以找到的一些的东西呢，来放在一起来保护这个婴孩.
The red mortar. They were working there because the Egyptians forced the Hebrews to work to make bricks out of the red mortar, the clay.
那她这边的。 找到那些泥浆，那些混凝土，因为他以色列人要做苦工做砖呢，所以他们容易得到那些泥浆。So
she did everything she could.
那他就把尽他所能来做这个篮子。If
you use the two verbs, she placed twice, so that shows that she did everything carefully.
那如果你注意第三节哈，他放在，他搁在哈，你注意到他非常的尽他所能来做事。And
she kept the basket near to the reeds or among the reeds, the water plants.
然后他把那个篮子呢放在这个芦荻当中了。
Why did she do that? Why did she keep the basket among the reeds?
为什么他把这个篮子呢放在芦荻当中呢？
In verse 5 we read that Pharaoh's daughter came down and she could spot on the basket.
那因为我们在第五节看到法老的女儿啊 来到那边要沐浴哈，他就看到这个篮子在这个芦荻中。Maybe
the mother was wise enough to plan and keep the baby in the spot where Pharaoh's daughter could easily see the basket.
也许这个婴孩的母亲呢很够智慧哈，她放在一个地方，让她的法老王的女儿呢能够看到。But
it is too risky.
但是也是很冒险的。What
if the daughter was like her father?
如果这个女儿呢，也像她父亲这样的话，怎么办？
But she took a bold step. She used all the resources creatively.
那但是呢，她就走了一个勇敢的，她踏出勇敢的一步哈，那她就冒险了。
Not only she did everything she could, but she also made sure that one person is standing from afar watching the baby.
那他不但尽他所能来做这件事，而且呢，他也安排了有一个人呢站在遥远看这个婴孩会发生什么事。I
found the mother's role of protecting baby very interesting.
我发现呢，因为做母亲的在保护他的婴儿的时候呢，是非常有趣的。When
she faced crisis, she was active.
当他碰到危机的时候，他却是积极的。She
was wise enough to use all the resources that she could do, she could use.
她很有智慧呢，来引用她所有的资源。
You know, in Asia, we suffer from some limitations.
你知道，在一些亚洲的国家呢，那我们有一些的受苦啊。
We suffer from poor infrastructure, corruption, poor administration, etc.
那我们受一些像我们缺乏基础设施啦，我们呢有那些贿赂啦，一些的这样的事情啊。We
suffer from poor roads, heavy traffic, slow internet, and so on.
那我们呢，因为道路不好啦，交通拥挤啦，归路网速啊，受苦啊。Poverty
is common in Asia.
那在亚洲呢，普遍是贫穷的。But
some Asian governments did receive money from the developing countries, developed countries.
但是一些亚洲的政府们呢，他们其实有收到从一些外国给他们的国家的一些的补助款。On
the condition that they should raise equal amount of money that they receive.
那要他们答应一件事情，就是说他们收到多少钱呢，要出对等的基金出来。But
sadly, those money was not used because the local governments could not raise that much money. They were not active to raise the money demanded.
但是很可惜的呢，就是这些事情都没有呈现哈，因为那些政府们呢，他们没有筹募到 相对的基等，相等对等基金来做这些工程。
They became inactive and creativeless.
他们呢变成了不积极，也他们也不创意了。Friends,
our faith is not always blind faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们的信心呢不是盲目的信心。It
is rather faith in action.
我们是应该有行动的信心。Our
faith in God is tested when we experience crisis.
我们对神的信心，在我们面对人生的危机的时候就被考验了。What
we do on such occasions determines our faith.
那在一些的状况之下呢，就来看出我们的信心了。It
is easy to be passive.
那我们很容易呢，我们会消极。But
Moses' mother did her best.
但是呢，摩西的母亲呢，她尽她所能。May
we use the resources that God gives us wisely and creatively.
他使用上帝所给他的资源，很有智慧的使用。Especially
when we experience crisis.
所以愿我们也这样的使用神给我们的资源，特别当我们面对危机的时候。It
can be our study crisis, economic crisis, or relationship crisis.
这些危机可能是我们学习上的危机，或者是我们财务上的危机，或者是人际上的危机。Our
works are not in vain.
我们的劳苦不会徒然的。
May we use God-given resources very well.
希望我们能够好好的使用神给我们的一切的资源。May
God help us in this.
求主确实的帮助我们。The
second lesson that I want to draw is God's enigmatic providence.
那我第二样要我们学习的功课就是有关上帝高深莫测的眷顾。In
verses 5 to 8, the prominent figure is Pharaoh's daughter.
那在这个五到八节里面呢，我们看到这个主要的主角呢，就是法老的女儿。She
comes down to take bath in the river, by the river.
她就下来要在这个河里面呢沐浴。So
some people find it very interesting why this queen came down to take bath in the public river.
那有人就很惊异，就是说，为何这个公主呢，要下到这个河里面去沐浴呢？See,
that's how Western scholars can think. Some of the Western scholars can think.
那这些一些学者他们在想。But
we know in Asia that women take bath in a public river.
但是我们在亚洲，我们知道妇女们呢，在这个河里面呢，也是有公开的一个洗澡。
So it was common in those days that women came down and took bath in the river. By the way, I didn't know in my place. I didn't go around and see.
因此呢，可以说呢，一般文化来说呢，就是说，那些人在河里面洗澡是普遍的事。但不过我呢，没有知道我自己这个周围的状况是怎么样。
But what is interesting is the Hebrew word that is used for Pharaoh's daughter to come down. It's yarad.
但是请大家注意，就是说有关这个法老的女儿下来的这个希伯来文的字是yara，这个下来这个字。The
verb yarad can communicate both good things and bad things.
这个字呢，可以表达好的事，也表达坏的事。
God comes down to deliver in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8.
在出埃及3章8节，神下来要拯救。
God's judgment can fall down according to Micah chapter 1:12.
那在弥迦书1章12节呢，神的审判要下来。So
when Pharaoh's daughter came down, one can expect anything could happen.
那因此呢，法老的女儿呢，下来的时候呢，任何事情都有可能发生。
You know, Pharaoh's daughter was surrounded by her maidens, her maidservants, her attendants.
那你知道法老的女儿，她下来的时候呢，她的周围呢就有随从了，有使女把她围住了。But
she could only see the basket among the reeds.
但是她还可以看到在这个芦荻当中的这个盒子或者这个篮。So
she sends her maidservant to fetch it, and she was so curious to open it. And when she opened it, she saw a male boy.
那她因此呢，就叫她的使女呢，去把这个篮子呢取回来。然后她就打开这个篮子。当她打开这篮子的时候，看到一个男婴。
This boy was crying.
那这个男婴呢，就哭起来了。
And she felt compassion on him.
男孩的充满怜悯了。
That I call the enigmatic providence of God.
我就称这说这个神高深莫测的眷顾。
You know, Pharaoh's daughter felt compassion on the baby, even though she knew that this baby belongs to the Hebrews.
那这是法老的女儿呢，她对这个婴孩呢有了怜悯的心，虽然她知道这个婴孩呢是希伯来人的孩子。This
life was in danger by Pharaoh, but this boy's life was saved by Pharaoh's own daughter.
那这个男婴呢，如果因为法老王的话呢，他的生命是有危险的。但是因为法老王的这个女儿公主呢，她的生命却得到保全。
It is truly enigmatic, meaning we cannot easily understand this.
太奇妙了，我们真是不能够完全的了解。
A few leaders that I admire.
有一些领袖是我所钦佩的。
One of them is Dr. Graham Houghton, a New Zealander.
那其中一位呢，就是霍顿博士，一位新西兰的一位神学家。He
taught us Christian leadership.
他教我们有关基督徒领导学。He
was a missionary to India for 40 years.
40 years. 他在印度做了40年的宣教士。But
he was burdened by one fact, one thing happening.
那他只有一个很重的负担。
Most of the Indian PhD students who went to America and England, they did not return to India after the studies.
因为呢，很多从印度去到美国去读博士的学生呢，他们都没有回到印度去。
Once they got into their flight, their vision changed from India to America.
当他们飞上飞机的时候，他们意向已经改变了，他们就决定不会再回到印度，就去美国了。So
Dr. Houghton was so burdened by this fact, and so she envisioned that I'm going to build a seminary that is in par with the Western standard, that has the best of scholarships and has best facilities.
因此呢，他就有一个负担，他决定呢，他要创立一个神学院，有一些很好的一个水准。
So he founded the theological seminary called South Asia Advanced Institute of Advanced Christian Studies, shortly called SIACS.
因此呢，他就建立南亚高等基督教研究神学院。
Margaret and I studied our THM there, and the one who is in the middle is Dr. Christopher Wright, who was then the graduation speaker.
那我跟我的太太都在这个地方呢。 学习，得到我们的这个神学硕士学位。
So in a personal interview, I asked Dr. Houghton, Dr. Houghton, what is the best lesson that you learned from your life?
那我有一次我去就跟他去问他，我就说你的人生当中最好的时刻是什么？
And he said this.
他这样说。
You know, when I envisioned to build a seminary like this, I did not have money.
他说。 我原来呢，读书的时候呢，我要去神学院读书，我不够钱。So
I shared this to my friends and churches in New Zealand and beyond.
我要建立神学院的时候，我没有钱，因此我把这个负担分享给我在纽西兰的朋友们。And
some people said, Graham, we were waiting for you with the money.
那些人呢，朋友竟然说，霍顿博士啊，我们。 的钱在等着你拿呢。And
so he said, when I have questions and doubts about what to choose and what to do, I remember God's enigmatic providence.
那他说，如果当我呢碰到问题的时候呢，那我在犹豫神会怎么做的时候呢，那就看到神已经预备好了。I
cannot guarantee you that people are waiting for you with money.
我不能够保证有人已经钱准备好要给你。
But I can witness to the fact that God's enigmatic providence is there in each of our lives.
但是我可以跟你保证呢，神高深莫测的眷顾是在你的旁边。
God is sovereign.
神是掌权的。
He punishes his people through through Babylonians and he saves people through Egyptians.
那,
he punishes his people through Babylonians.
他透过巴比伦人来审判他自己的子民。
And he saved his people through Egyptians, like Pharaoh's, through Pharaoh's daughter.
但是他也救他的子民呢, 透过的外邦人像埃及人呢, 像法老王的女儿。
God is beyond nations, people groups, cultures, races.
神是超过万族万民万邦的。
He is sovereign.
他是掌权的神。
It's amazing that we celebrate our differences here.
我们很高兴, 因为我们再次, 我们有不同的背景。
Our own meeting points in BSOP is not an accident.
但是我们在非圣的一个, 相聚不是偶然的。
God can do wonders beyond our expectations.
神能做奇妙的事情是超过我们所想象到的。
Some of you graduates, you may have questions.
你们即将毕业的同学们可能有一些问题。
What will happen when I graduate from BSOP?
当我从非圣毕业之后会发生什么事呢?
Unlike some, I don't have much ministry opportunities and financial support.
我不像其他的人,我没有什么经验,也没有这个财务上的支持。
But my dear brothers and sisters, please listen to this. Christ will meet you on the road to Emmaus. When your expectation fail, when your all your expectations failed away, Christ will meet us on the road to Emmaus as he met the disciples.
Okay. 神呢,我亲爱的弟兄姐妹哈, 当你碰到这些整整事情的时候,你要记得呢,我们的主会在以拉姆斯的这个条路上呢,遇到你。
Hope in God and believe in God's enigmatic providence.
那我们要信靠神,我们要相信这位呢,高深莫测。 神的眷顾。
The third lesson quickly is about a costly redemption and a new identity.
那第三个功课我们可以学到的时候有一个昂贵的救赎和一个新的身份。
Pharaoh's daughter gives permission to succeed.
那这个法老的女儿呢,她就下命令要继续下去。
When she was told to bring a Hebrew woman, she said, go for it.
那当他发现找到这个希伯来的这个妇女的时候，他说去吧，去吧。Now
she tells the mother, take this child and take care of him for me.
那他就对这个希伯来的妇女说，你把这个孩子抱去，喂我奶他。And
I myself will give you the wages.
我会给你工价。She
not only wants the child, she pays everything she can so in order to redeem the child, in order to take care of the child.
她呢,要拥有这个孩子,然后呢,她要尽她所能的来养育这个孩子。
This I call a costly redemption.
那我称这个叫做昂贵的救赎。
Because saving the baby from danger is one thing.
因为救了这个孩子的命呢,是一件事。
But owning the baby is another thing.
但是你呢,那拥有这个孩子,你养育这个孩子又另外一件事了。
Pharaoh's daughter does both. She does everything.
但是法老的女儿两样都做了。When
the baby was brought to her, she names him Moses.
当这个婴儿呢,被抱到面前的时候,她给他取名叫摩西。Now
Moses is an Egyptian name.
摩西是个埃及的名字。
But the Hebrew writer gives a new interpretation that Moses means the one who is drawn out from water.
但是这个作者呢，给他一个希伯来人的一个翻译呢，他是从水里面被拉上来。But
what is interesting is that not only she owns the baby, but also she gives him a new identity, a royal identity.
但是很有趣的呢，他不单是得到这个孩子，他还给了这个孩子一个新的身份，一个王族的一个身份。The
Hebrew phrase "Vatikra Shemo," and she called his name. That phrase comes as many times, 9 times in the Hebrew Bible.
那他给他取名哈，在这个希伯来圣经呢，有9个地方哈，Vatikra Shemo.
But nowhere The reason for such naming is told.
那但是为什么取这样名字呢？我们不知道什么原因。
But only here, Pharaoh's daughter reasons out why she names Moses as Moses.
那圣经里面我们一直有这个 Vatikrasimo 这个字，但是只有这个地方特别讲到给摩西取名。
This I call a new identity, an identity with a purpose.
因此呢，我在这个地方我就说，这是一个新的身份，一个带有目的的一个新的身份。
And this baby who was saved from danger is going to save many people for God.
这个婴孩呢，他从危险当中被救出来，他将要救很多的人。
This baby who is drawn from water is going to draw many people to God.
那这个从水里面被拉出来的这个婴儿呢，他会吸引很多人到神的面前。
This baby who was placed among the reeds is going to help people cross the Reed River or Red River.
那这个从这个芦笛在芦笛当中被救出来这个婴儿呢，他要救神的子民呢，来经过这个红海。
Truly, this child experienced costly redemption and a new identity.
那因此呢，这个婴孩呢，他的得救呢是很昂贵的，而且他也得到一个新的身份。
A South Indian missionary went to North India.
那有一个年轻的宣教士在南印度。
He had a language problem because he cannot speak the national language Hindi.
那他有一点困难哈，因为他不能够讲我们印度的这个印度话。
So he made many mistakes when learning Hindi and speaking Hindi.
那因此，当他自己在学印度话的时候呢，他就弄了很多的错误哈。
One day he went to a market.
那有一次他到市场去。
He was supposed to buy a vegetable called okra, lady finger, whatever you call it.
那他要买什么呢？他要买那个秋葵哈。
So there was a woman, middle-aged, she was selling okra.
那有一位中年的妇女呢，在贩卖这个秋葵。
This man acted so smart.
那这个这个人呢，他看起来是很聪明的、智慧的。
So he sat down with her. He tried to check the vegetables and told the phrase he's supposed to say.
那因此呢，他就蹲下来了，在看看他要买的秋葵，在选择这秋葵了，然后准备要说话了。
He needs to say, "Adha kilo bindi dijiye." That's a Hindi. It simply means half kilo okra, please give.
他需要讲的印度的话就是说，请给我半公斤秋葵。
He told the phrase, but not so exactly.
那他讲这句话呢，但是他讲的不标准。
And the woman started shouting, and the crowd gathered.
那因此这个妇女们呢，这个妇女呢，卖他的妇女呢，就大叫起来呢，那些人呢，就围起来了。
And one big man came forward and punched on the missionary.
那一个大个子呢，就朝他打过去了。
This same missionary thought he's going to die.
那这个宣教士想他可能会死了这次。
Because he was so young, 17 years old, and the area is full of Muslims, Muslim friends area, so he was so scared to death.
那因为他又年轻，而周围这些是穆斯林者，所以他怕得要死。
But suddenly, from nowhere, the woman who was working in the school where he was teaching, she entered in. And defended him.
但是呢，忽然冒出一个姊妹哈，这个姐妹在她所教的这个学校当中出来了，然后去替她解围。
She explained to the crowd, please, he's from South India, he doesn't know Hindi, please forgive him, let him go.
那她就对那些人解释说请饶恕他呢，他是从南印度来的，那他的不大懂得讲这个印度话。
She literally begged them, please let him go. I am responsible if I lied about them, lied about him.
那他就向他们求情哈，说我会负全责哈，我不会说谎呢。
You know, to that young missionary, that act was a costly redemption.
那对那个年轻的宣教士来说，那是一次很昂贵的一个拯救。
He was so much shivering in fear, but when that thing happened, it was a big relief to him.
因为他当时非常的颤抖，那因此呢， 这个女的来救他解围呢，是一个很好的事。
So the days went on. He was widely known as a missionary. So people called him Pastor Sop. So there was a new identity.
那之后呢，大家都认识他了。那之后呢，人家给他一个取名，知道他是一个宣教士，他有了一个新的身份。
It's wonderful that God brings many people into our lives.
那很奇妙的，神把一些人带到我们生命当中。
Of course, Pharaoh's daughter did a lot more to the child than what this woman did to the missionary.
当然呢，法老的女儿呢，对这个摩西呢所做的事呢，比这个妇女呢对这个宣教士所做的事更多。
But what is very much interesting is that whatever Pharaoh's daughter did to the baby sounds similar to what God does to our lives.
那很有趣的就是说，这个法老女儿所给把她的一些的宝贵的东西给了这个婴儿呢，也好像上帝把珍贵的东西给了我们众人的生命。
God saved us through Jesus Christ.
神透过耶稣，借着耶稣基督来救赎我们。
He gave his son as a ransom to redeem us.
他以他的儿子做赎价来救赎我们。
Friends, our salvation may be free, but not cheap.
神弟兄姐妹，我们的救恩呢是宝贵的，但不是廉价的。
It is a costly redemption.
是一个昂贵的救赎。
And we are new creations in Christ.
然后我们在基督里面成了新造的人。
Let not our differences shift our focus.
因此呢，不要让其他的事情呢把我们的焦点转移了。
Are we passionate for God's mission to the world?
那我们有没有为这个世界呢大发热心呢？
Only the people who are redeemed can have a burden for the people who are lost.
那我们这个被救赎的人呢，可以帮助这个世界上世上的人。
Are we open to care for the lost and forsaken and help them attain new identity in Christ?
我们愿不愿意呢去寻找那些被迷失的、被弃绝的人，帮助他们在基督里面得到新的身份吗？
Are we diligent in our work in helping others succeed and grow?
我们是否能够殷勤的做工，来帮助其他的人能够成长成功？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Our faith is active faith.
我们的信心是积极的信心。
Let's creatively use our resources.
让我们能够要创意性的使用我们的资源。
Our God is sovereign.
我们的神是掌权的神。
Believe in his interventions.
那记得他的他
Believe in his enigmatic providence.
记得他难以莫测的眷顾。
And know that we are redeemed and given new identity.
也记得我们是被救赎了，我们已经有了一个新的身份。
It is sad that not many children are given good care. Many of them are abused.
那很难过呢，有时候有些孩子们呢被虐待哈，在这个世界上很多的孩子被虐待。
May we work towards them.
那我们要该怎么做呢？
The Moses who is miraculously saved.
这个摩西呢，很奇妙的，他被救了。
He's going to save many people.
他之后呢，他要救很多的人。
But the road is not easy to travel.
但是这条路不是一条容易的路。
Immediately he encounters crisis, opposition from his own people.
那因为很快呢，他就碰到从他自己的百姓当中有一些的反对的力量。
But God guided him.
但是神引导他。
God's word will guide us.
神的话语呢，引导他。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。亲爱的主，再次谢谢你的恩典，透过你自己的话语提醒到我们，能够认识到你高深莫测的一个眷顾。主啊，帮助我们每一个人，不管我们的明天是怎么样，不管我们未来的侍奉是怎么样，我们能够充满了信心，我们能够积极的仰望你，在你的引导之下，我们能够一生的好好侍奉你，能够像摩西一样，能够最终 能够得到神你极大的喜悦。愿你自己也特别保守我们亲爱的同工巴路，让他带着使命来到飞圣，以后回到印度的时候，也同样在你面前大大被你所用。主，我们谢谢你，我们祷告奉告耶稣基督的名，阿门。